Good afternoon. This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean recorded a 5.6 magnitude earthquake. Parents and students joined teachers in protest against environmental issues at St. John Primary School. The Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners reports an increase in respiratory illness and an outbreak of dengue. Workers rescued from India tunnel after 17 days underground. With the details, I am Crystal J. Paul. A 5.6 magnitude earthquake rocked Barbados just around 11:26 this morning. The tremor occurred about 30 miles off the south coast of Barbados, and there were reports that neighboring islands in the Eastern Caribbean were also impacted. Acting Director at the Barbados Met Service, Brian Murray, speaking on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks, urged Barbadians not to panic.
So basically, it just had an earth tremor, and it occurred around 26 past 11 this morning. I give you the coordinate, 12.6 degrees north, 59.7 degrees west. That is about 33 miles to the south-southwest of Barbados. And the depth of this tremor was 25.8 kilometers, so obviously everyone will have felt it. Now, I want to emphasize here that there is no need for any panic at this point, and the reason being that it was a 5.6 earthquake, and we would have had earthquakes of that nature in the past. So there's not a threat of a tsunami at this point of time.
Mr. Murray stressed that there is no threat of a tsunami and also reminded Barbadians to be on their guard as an earthquake can occur at any time.
What I could say at this time is that earth tremors are harder to predict than a hurricane or a tropical storm. You normally have a hurricane or a tropical storm, you can see it on the satellite imagery, but this is not a case of an earthquake. These things can happen at any time. So, you just have to be on your guard. You can continue activities as normal, but as soon as you feel the earthquake, then your natural instinct should kick in. Like, if you are near the coastline, you should move inward. The threat of a tsunami is greater if the magnitude of the earthquake is probably above 7 to 7.5. That's where a tsunami is of a bigger threat. But at this time, there is no threat at this time due to the fact that it has happened so close to the island. So there's not a threat of a tsunami at this point of time.
Acting Director at the Barbados Meteorological Services, Brian Murray. Meantime, members of the public have been calling in to speak about their experience. A caller said she experienced it in Bayfield, St. Philip.
I'm here in Bayfield, and the whole house shake about 25 past 11. So I said, let me call VOB to ask them if we have an earth tremor or something. We really felt it out here in Bayfield.
Did it scare you?
Well, my son, he actually felt it thing, and he was scared, and he's shouting, tell me, you feel that? You feel the earth tremor?
We have someone here who is asking if they can get up from under the table yet.
Members of the public.
We are getting it. We need a phone fix. We are getting it. We need a phone fix.
There will be no school. There will be no school at St. John Primary for a third day as parents and students join teachers in protest against environmental issues. From last Friday, teachers refused to enter the building, which they say is mold infested, leading to respiratory illnesses and severe medical problems. Speaking outside of the school, president of the Parents Teachers Association, Nicole Gill-Wilson, said the parents and students stand in solidarity with the teachers for the health of all.
Today we have decided to bring the children out in uniform, not to go to school, but just to take a stand, because we are doing this action for them. And right now we are feeling disheartened and we are frustrated that we have been made to take a stance and choose between the health and the education of our children.
She is asking for the school to be relocated.
I know that this school was previously earmarked to be closed down and demolished, and a new school was supposed to be built south of the David Thompson Health and Social Services Complex. This was with the previous administration, and then we no longer heard anything about it once the administration was changed. But what I hope to gain is that a new location be established so that the children can go on and get their education. Right now this is exam period, and our children are unable to set exams because they do not have a facility to do that. So we have teachers here who want to teach, and we have children who want to learn, but we do not have the resources which we need, which is a safe facility to conduct the classes.
President of the Parents Teachers Association at the St. John Primary School, Nicole Gill Wilson. Meantime, First Vice President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Julian Pierre, is calling for the results of environmental testing to be shared with staff.
Teachers have been asking for results to be shared. This is not only at St. John Primary School. It is also at the Lester Vaughan School and the Ann Hill School. One of our main concerns with Ann Hill is that teachers and students have been outside close to the last 10 days. And there is little to no word from the Ministry of Education as to when the hygienists will be in to do the testing on the school. The last test done at Ann Hill would have been in 2019, and then following that test, the school was closed for those same environmental reasons. The staff have been getting sick, the students have been getting sick, and they want to know, they have the right to know what is in the environment that is causing them to feel unwell so often.
First Vice President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Julian Pierre. When Starcom Network News spoke to Chief Education Officer Ramona Archer Bradshaw, she refused to comment on the matter. You're listening to the Lunchtime Edition of The Latest. Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners is cautioning the public of an increase in the transmission of respiratory illnesses and an outbreak of dengue fever. President of BAMP, Dr. Linda Williams, says the country is currently in the midst of an active season of infectious diseases and advises them to take measures to protect themselves and the vulnerable.
There's an increase in transmission of respiratory viruses, particularly influenza, respiratory syncytial virus, and of course COVID-19, which is still in circulation. The symptoms of these respiratory viruses are all similar. Sore throat, cough, high fever, nasal congestion, and loss of taste and smell may occur. Infection with these viruses is particularly dangerous for young children and persons over 65 years of age, as well as those with immune compromise from any cause and chronic lung diseases such as asthma and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. These persons are more likely to develop pneumonia, severe illness, and even death. We are therefore asking persons to be mindful of good public health practices, avoid large crowds, wear masks, particularly when you are sick or when you are in the presence of a vulnerable person. Do not go to work in closed environments or air-conditioned environments if you are sick.
She says there is also an outbreak of dengue that is impacting the country.
If you have fever, headache, back pain, rash, pain behind the eyes, muscle and joint pain, and anorexia or loss of appetite, we suggest medical care be sought and testing be done for dengue fever. Those with fever from any cause should take paracetamol and drink cool fluids regularly, as well as using other physical methods such as the use of fans and tepid sponging to reduce the fever to avoid dehydration and complicated illness.
President of BAMP, Dr. Linda Williams. And finally, all 41 construction workers who became trapped in a tunnel in northern India after a landslide on November 12th have been rescued. They were extracted one by one via a pipe 90 centimeters in diameter, which has been inserted through the rubble of the collapsed tunnel. A tunneling expert says rescuers managed to break through the group at 7:05 p.m. local time. None of the men is thought to have been injured, but is being given medical checks. Recapping the headlines. Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean recorded a 5.6 magnitude earthquake. Parents and students joined teachers in protest against environmental issues at St. John Primary School. The Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners reports an increase in respiratory illness and an outbreak of dengue. Workers rescued from India tunnel after 17 days underground. And that concludes the Lunchtime Edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, Inc. is a member of the OCM Group. I am Krista J. Paul, wishing you a safe afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.